Sports Beat Extra.
Beat 102 103.
On this month's segment of Ones to Watch, I caught up with Michael Riley and his father, Paddy. Michael is an 8-time national boxing champion and has competed at 2 European boxing events. At just 17 years of age, Michael has also represented Ireland.
Michael, Paddy, thanks a million for joining me. It's great to have you in here, especially after the immense year you've had, I suppose getting up to Ireland again to play that youth international against Wales, and then on top of that as well, the Europeans you've just come back from, and of course you were just boxing in Wexford as well. I suppose the main question for you, where did that boxing journey start for you?
The boxing journey started for me at a very young age. It's been through my family, so I'm looking at it with my whole life. And since I'm born, really, like, it was always a thing that I was going to do. Then when I was around 5 or 6, I really took it up and I was doing a small bit. Then as the years went by, when I was 8 or 9, I really pushed on with it, trained very hard, and it turned out very good.
I know obviously your dad, Paddy, and your uncle Willie are massive parts of your life, I suppose, in boxing.
Yeah,
and
they
coach you and train around that. What is it like, I suppose, having family so close? Because I suppose many athletes would know, obviously, support from the sidelines and whatnot, but to have somebody who's in your corner actually giving you advice and coaching you throughout fights is kind of a different perspective, isn't it?
Yeah, it's way better and it's way comfortabler because it's your family. Like, what better people could you have in the corner than your family?
Yeah. And what about for you, Paddy? Was that something you knew straight away that you wanted? You wanted to be able to be beside Michael's side when he was fighting very early on, or were you hesitant to kind of jump in and be his coach?
Yeah, look, as soon as Michael was born, I said, he's a boy, we're delighted to have him, and I said, please God, he'll box. But at the end of the day, I didn't know if Michael really wanted to box or not. It was up to himself. If he wanted to go boxing, he could be a basketball player, he could be a hurler, I don't know. But I was lucky enough, he was 5 or 6, he started robbing the gloves out of my gear bag. I was doing a bit of training and I come back and he'd have the gloves out of my gear bag, he'd be down in the sitting room and he'd have the gloves on him. And I said, we might have a chance to make a boxer out of this fella if he wants to do it, you know what I mean? But that's all right until you get a punch in the face and then you really know that you want to box. But from a very young age, he wanted to box, and he was mad for going for runs. Even at a young age, I had to keep an eye on him. He said, Daddy, he could barely talk. I'm going for a run, he said. And I said, where are you going running? Run around the house there, I'd say. You're tiring yourself out, you go to bed. But from a very young age, he took it very serious. And I remember when he was 10, 11, going to primary school in St. Saviour's, he used to get up before school and wanting to go running. And I used to having to hate to get up. I'd have to go running with him sometimes because he was so young. And then I got to the stage, I said, if you're going running, you have to put your high-vis vest on. And that was an argument for him to get there because it'd be dark in the winter's morning at 7:30. But he used to go out and do his runs and come back, get his breakfast. He was eating clean from a young age and he really wanted to do it. And he'd been successful so far, so good, thank God.
I suppose then obviously having that sort of home gym set up and being able to, and kind of having that strict nutrition and training diet probably suited your lifestyle altogether then, did it?
Yeah, it's a great help. It's a big help. Like, every little thing in boxing counts, and everything you do makes a big difference in the ring.
And you boxed before as well, so you probably would have had an insight into that going in. Was that something that you would have done when you were younger, or was it something that maybe you didn't, I suppose, delve too deeply into, so you were adamant that you wanted Michael to get in at an early age on that sort of effort?
Yeah, I won an Irish title myself. I won a cadet title as well. I boxed for Ireland a good few times. I boxed for Munster, I boxed for my county, boxed for my club, and I really wanted Michael to be a boxer. But sometimes it doesn't go that way. That's up to Michael if he wanted to box or not, you know what I mean? And I'm sure every coach in the country, if they have a child, they'd love them to box. But sometimes it doesn't go that way, you know what I mean? Some they mightn't like it. And from a very young age, I was blessed that Michael did enjoy the boxing. He did like it and he wanted to do it. And from a very young age, he started training very hard. And I remember when Michael was 11, 12 years of age, we'd be going to parties and Michael wouldn't touch a sweet. He'd have to bring out, there'd be food there at the parties, and Michael would go, we'd have to bring him to the shop and get him a salad bowl. He wanted to eat healthy and all. But look, he knew where he wanted to go. He wanted to win an Irish title and he won his first All-Ireland and he pushed on from there then.
I mean, yeah, national titles are kind of almost like, are they even worth getting anymore because you have so many of them? You've 8 now.
You can never have enough of them.
No, well, actually, it's an interesting question I was going to ask because you won your most recent one in the 55kg back in July, yeah. The under-19. You know, when you've won 8 at this stage, does the feeling stay the same from your first one, or how does that change?
No, it gets better every year. Yeah. Every year it gets better because you've, like, I'm at the age now, I'm 17. The fellas that's in it now, they're not messing about. So they're good lads as well. And I beat a lot of good names, like, fellas with good titles and won a lot of things, so it gets better every year for me.
Yeah, and talk to me about, obviously, you beat Eddie Corcoran in that final, like, you know, 5-0 as well, like, you know, that's a massive achievement, like, to be so comprehensive in a victory as well, isn't it?
Yeah, he was a great opponent, and it was a big, everybody was looking forward to that fight. It was 2 big names in the stadium, like, So everybody was looking forward to it. So I knew that to be at my A game.
I'm interested to know that Ireland International, the youth international where you went and played against or fought against Wales in Derry. Like, what was that experience like? Is that very different from, I suppose, even Europeans or just national?
Yeah, to be fair, it was. It was, and it was very, very good. It was on down in the Guildhall. It was a very good weekend away. Very good. Good and venue as well.
Yeah. And for you, Paddy, was obviously you talked about boxing for Ireland before. Like, was it a similar setup to when you went up, or how did you find it was different?
Well, look, I've been bringing Michael up down to Abbottstown, Dublin, a lot now. And the setup up there is unbelievable. I remember when I boxed for Ireland, I was training for Ireland at the time. Your brother Willie's European champion for Ireland. And years ago, we were travelling up and down. At that time, the Irish High Performance Unit was right beside the National Stadium there on the South Circular Road in Dublin. But now it's out in Blanchardstown. And it's out there, and it's just an unbelievable setup. And there's nothing out there, just only the best of facilities, the best of Irish athletes. And it's a great place to be. And you're just getting top class training up there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I remember hearing from a couple of, I suppose, athletes that would have been going up to Abbottstown that, you know, you could go into the gym and you could see, I don't know, anyone from like a, you know, an Olympic champion up until a world champion, like, or even just somebody your own age. Like, what was that like?
Yeah, well, I was up there training with the, in Abbottstown with the under 19 team first. That was the European team that was going to the Europeans. And then a couple of weeks later, I got called back up to train with the elite team. So you had the likes of Kelly Harrington, Dean Clancy, Jack Marley, Olympians up there, like, and I was training beside him, so it was some feeling like to be training beside Olympians.
Yeah, and you were going to say sorry as well.
Yeah, it was just the other day, we got a call with Michael go up to Dublin. There's a chap, he's 2 times elite champion, and he's European gold medalist, and he asked would Michael go up and spar him. And it was great that we could bring Michael up, and Michael could go up there and give this chap good rounds, and it was top class rounds for Michael. And it was good that the 2 times elite champion wanted to spar Michael. And we're proud to be up there, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and absolutely. The best of sparring and the best of training.
When you're looking at those national titles and then you look at going to represent Ireland, the feeling for you, is it, do you feel a bigger sense of pride when you represent your country as opposed to going to those national titles?
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. You have a lot of weight on your back when you have the Ireland vest on you. So you're representing your country, your club and your city, like. So you know you have to be on top of your game.
What goes through your mind before you go out for a fight when you are obviously representing Ireland?
Well, what goes through my mind is I done everything. I trained hard. Everything is done. I train twice a day, like 6 days a week. And sure, that could go on for 8 or 9 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I know myself I'm ready. It's only 3 rounds. So I know I'm ready. I get in there, give it a big 3 rounds. And win, lose or draw after that, be happy. Yeah. And so I do my best, that's it.
Talk to me a little bit. I want to talk about the years between 2021 and 2024 were kind of massive for you because you won 5 national titles at that time, and then it was ranging 35 kg up to 48. Like, what is it like, I suppose, jumping between those weights so quickly in such a short space of time?
Well, obviously, like when I was younger, when I was 11, I was very small, to be honest. I'm about 6 foot now, but everybody thought I was going to be very small when I got older, but I grew up a good bit, so obviously I was only a child and I was growing up, like, so you have to move up weight. Your body will get too big otherwise.
And does your boxing style change then when you're obviously getting taller?
No, it doesn't, to be honest. It could be all for the better moving up because you'd be stronger, bigger, faster. Mm-hmm. And when you're a child, like, you have to move up in weight.
Yeah.
You have to because you're growing all the time.
I suppose if the two of you had a discussion, I suppose, about what's next, like, are you going to go up weight classes or are you going to try and stick it out in 85?
Well, this year was a big test because I tell you why, it was a big task. Michael this year was 16 and we entered him in early in January to the Dunder 18 Championships. And I got a text message from a very good boxer, he was a brilliant boxer himself, he was a very good boxer. And he said, Paddy, are there any points in the Michael this championship? You're giving away from 12 to 18 months in age. And it's a big step up for Michael. And I was going from under 16 is 2 minute rounds to the 3 minute rounds, 3 3 minute rounds instead of 3 2 minute rounds. And I was there kind of thinking about it, and I was saying, I was training Michael hard, and I remember the same morning, except Michael was out in Tramore to Guillemin. We went for a 5 mile run with a few lads, and we're coming back, we're jumping into the sea for a bit of recovery in the Guillemin, in Tramore. And the championship, this was around the Christmas time, and the championship was on the 8th of January. So I said, yeah, he's ready. We're after training hard, he was after doing a lot of running, a lot of sparring. He was fit and sharp, and I said to Michael, I said, it's going to be a bit of a step up now from under 16 to under 18s. And we knew a couple of good lads was in it. And lads who was up to the age and they were strong and won a lot of Irish titles. And I said, we'll go and give it a go. And I said, it's all experience anyway. And it was packed, the weight was packed. And thank God Michael was lucky enough to come out on top. He won that as well.
Yeah. And talking about weight, that was early on in the year, January. I was 51 kilos that time.
Mm.
And then, obviously, in July then, I moved up to 55. And I was still a bit small for that. And that weight, that was one of the toughest weights in the whole championships. There was like 20 or 25 Irish titles between 5 or 6 of us.
Mm.
So it was good to come out on top of that as well. And it was good championships. And I was still the age for my own All-Irelands this year, the 16. So that'd be U2. So I won 3 Irish titles this year. I won the under-18s in January. And then I won the U2s in March or April. And then the under-19s in July.
It's kind of, when you hear, I suppose the general discussion around sport now is that people are kind of worried about getting people who are, say, a good bit younger than what the age demographic would be. I think particularly in terms of soccer, where you have 16-year-olds playing with people who are maybe in their 30s or 40s. Obviously, this isn't as big of an age gap. But for you, when you were kind of discussing that, I know you mentioned it a little bit, but is it ever a worry that you think about jumping up too quickly, too fast?
Well, this year was a bit of a worry for me because Michael was still a boy boxing again the man, because even I had to laugh. I brought Michael was under 16 champion this year at 52 kilos. He was under 18 champion at 51 kilos, and then he was under 19 champion at 55 kilos. But even when Michael was up in Abbottstown, nearly all the lads on his team under 19 was 18 and over, and they could sign their own forms and everything in. But Michael had to come out to me to the car for me to sign his forms, because he was under 18, he was only 17. For permission for things. And I had to laugh. And what it was a big worry too, it's boy against man, sometimes different, they'll be that little bit stronger, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But we took that chance and we done well, and he done very well in there, and he showed that he deserves to be in there, you know what I mean?
Did you find, I suppose, the psychological factor, like where the older lads trying to get into your head a bit more before fights? Or?
No, to be honest, I didn't really care.
Mm.
The way I look at it is age is just a number. If you're good enough, you're good enough.
And I suppose making that jump up for you, was there one thing that stood out to you particularly as being hugely different when you went into the ring?
Yeah, I found I was bigger and stronger, and sometimes you'd find it hard to make a weight. It kind of takes the goodness out of you, but I found it very easy to make that weight, so I was strong and I was fresh,
mm-hmm.
and I felt very good in the ring.
Talk to me then, you make the move up then from Nationals going over to the European Championships both last year and this year. You know, what is that like? Because there can be a huge step up, even just in, I suppose, the background of fighters, the way in which they fight, because they're obviously come from such different backgrounds. Like, how did you find that experience?
Oh Jesus, it was some experience. You're seeing all different types of people, all different types of boxers. It was some experience. I learned a lot in them championships, in the Europeans.
Is there sometimes, you know, the way obviously there's the different styles by country and everything when you go out, like, what was, I suppose, one nation that stuck out to you particularly as being like, oh jeez, I'd love to learn something like that or whatever?
Yeah, I'd say it would be Azerbaijan, who else? There's a good few countries. You couldn't really pick out one or two. There's like 99% of them is serious.
Hmm.
There's no messing about over there. Like, everybody's on their A game and every boxer's good. They're not representing their country for nothing. Like.
Mm-hmm. And is the leap up from, I suppose, Nationals to Europeans, like, is that a massive leap?
Massive leap.
And what is so different about it?
Higher standard.
Hmm.
Higher standard, yeah. Way bigger.
I suppose you've done it twice now. I mean, the first time in 2024 when you were going in, and this year, did you feel a bit more comfortable going into it because you had been there before?
Yeah, I did, because I've been there before and I had the experience. So I wanted to push on and bring home a medal, but sure, that didn't happen.
Mm.
I had a good fight against Bulgaria. I thought I'd done more than enough to win it, but sure, what can you do? That's boxing.
For you, Paddy, as well, going over, like, and I suppose you've been there yourself, you're kind of guiding your own son through it now. Like, what's that experience like being on the other side of the ring this time?
Yeah, we went over and we're hoping for a good draw from Michael. We know there's a couple of good lads in it. The chap who won it was Manny Safari from England, Team GB. He was Michael went over to Sheffield to spar him a few weeks before the European Championships. Team Ireland went over there, and Michael done very well over there against that chap. He won the European Championship that Michael went to, and he done very well. And I said, Michael, we'll hope for a good draw here. But sure, and the first name pulled out of the hat was Michael. And the European champion. Your man was a European champion, and he was a bronze medalist in the World Championships. And he was very good. So straight away, Michael being the 17-year-old up against the European champion under 19, it was going to be a tough fight. But to be fair about it, I thought first round was close. Your man did win the first round, I thought. Second round, I thought Michael won it. He dropped your man as well. And I thought Michael won the third. I thought Michael won 2 rounds of the 3. he was unlucky not to get the decision, but look, that's boxing. No point complaining. Move on to the next one. Great experience gained, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'll make me a lot hungrier as well for the next one, please God.
Yeah. I mean, boxing, I suppose, has always been huge in Ireland, but in particular in the last 10 years, it's kind of really exploded in popularity and backing even from government funding and everything. Like, when you look at the next steps for you, obviously, Europeans now, presumably the Olympics are in the forefront of your mind, that bit as well.
Yeah, well, next year is going to be a very big year for me because earlier on the year, around January or February, I'm going to have my under-19s again. Then I'm going to have the European Championships. If I win a medal there, then I'll push on, go to the Worlds. Hopefully win a medal there, and that can qualify me for the Youth Olympics next year in Senegal, Africa.
Yeah. So it's all all dependent on specific results. Like, does that ever get, I suppose, overwhelming a little bit?
No, it don't. It makes me excited because I'm looking forward to that. Like, what a year that'd be. Like, this year was a very big year for me. I won 3 Irish titles. I had 2 internationals for Ireland, or 3, sorry. I went to the Europeans as well, and I boxed against India and boxed against Wales.
Yeah. It comes back to that bit in Abbottstown again. I mean, talking about me seeing those other Olympians just even training alongside you, that probably gives you, I suppose, an idea of where you could be in the future, does it?
Yeah, that really gave me a boost. And I was in the Wexford Box Cup last week, and that's what I was thinking of. Like, I was up training with the elites and all, and I learned some experience up there and brought a few things into the ring with me. So I was saying, like, look at the experience I'm getting. I can't leave any of these fellas beat me. Like,
so what is next for both of you then? Is it a case of just focusing on getting to next year's Europeans, and like in between that period, what are you looking at?
Yeah, but just last weekend there we had the Wexford Box Cup. Michael Beat, a good chap from Olympic Mullingar Boxing Club, a famous coach down there, went to the Olympics, a traveller man, Johnny Joyce. He have a great club down there, and Michael Beat, a good Irish champion from his club. And any time you're fighting against any of Johnny Joyce's lads, they're good. You know you're up against it. And then on the Saturday, he boxed the chap from England, from Burham in England. He was a tough chap. And then in the final, it was his second day out with Eddie Corcoran. Eddie Corcoran then is 5 times All-Ireland champion, European bronze medalist. And he's 9 times International Box Cup champion. Yeah. So he's a well-experienced fella. And he was mad to get Michael after Michael beating him in the under-19 championships. He was out to get Michael. But Michael won 3 great fights, and he beat Eddie again in the final, thank God. And Michael won the best male boxer of the Wexford Box Cup overall. So it was a great weekend for us.
Yeah. Do you get much, I suppose, when you come up, obviously you mentioned that Eddie Corcoran sort of wanting to get one over on you this time. Do you have much camaraderie with those fighters outside of the ring afterwards?
Yeah, it's all respect, like, but when you're in the ring, there's no respect. But if you beat someone and they're good, like, he had a lot to lose. He's 5 times Irish champion. At the time, I think I had 6 or 7 when I beat him back then. So it was 50-50 fight, like. But then I went on and won the 8 Irish titles. So obviously he wanted to knock me down in this box cup. And I actually moved up a weight for the box cup. I went up to 57 kilos. So now I move back down to 55.
And do you find yourself having any particular rivalry, I suppose, with boxers then, now that you've kind of come up the years with them?
Yeah, like, all the fellas that's left now, they're very, very good. Like, you have people when they're 11, 12, 13. They'd stick around, but then as they get older, up 15, 16, they're gone. But the fellas that's still about now is very, very good.
Yeah, it's about, I suppose, the community of the sport in general, isn't it? Like, obviously you've got those rivalries with them in the ring, but because they've stuck it out and they're still at this age group with you now, like, they're probably outside the ring, you're kind of all as a collective, like, looking at how great Irish boxing is.
Yeah, well, Irish boxing is very exciting. You have a lot of big names now, and even 11 and 12 year olds and came back from the Europeans, they're very, very good. So Irish boxing is as big as ever now.
Yeah. I think particularly back in this year, and you look back at the success you've had, has it felt like there's more eyes on you now, specifically nationally?
Yeah, look, to be honest with you, every time Michael goes in the ring, there's a bit of pressure on him, there's people video recording him, people waiting for him. It's like everywhere, people is Michael Riley, Michael Riley, Michael Riley. People are probably saying their own mind, I'm sick of Michael Riley at this stage. Or social media or whatever, every time you probably go on it, you'll see a photo of Michael winning or whatever. But sometimes these people want to see you lose as well. And there's a lot of these people videoing them and training lads to beat them. And when you're at the top, everyone want to beat you. And everyone want to be that person who beat you. And Michael has to be a better champion after Christmas than he was this year. He has to be a better boxer. That's the way of what we believe in. If you're good last year, you got to be better this year. Because it's easy to win one All-Ireland. But then to win another one, you have to be good. And you have to keep getting better. Like, in fairness, I got an email from the club here, St. Paul's Boxing Club, this year. And a few months ago, Michael was the first ever, he broke history in the club. He was the first ever fella to win a straight six All-Ireland titles in a row. He won a straight six without losing a title. There was other lads in the club who won four and five, I believe. But he broke history in the club. He's the first fella to ever win six. And and all the time, no matter what Michael win or lose, we put it behind us and we push on. And you're only as good as your last fight. It's all about learning and moving forward. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I'm starting to understand what you meant by at the beginning saying it gets sweeter each time you win.
Yeah, it definitely does. Definitely does. Way sweeter. Sure, every year it gets harder, harder and harder. And as you get older, it gets that bit harder too, and bigger hit and everything.
I suppose you mentioned as well, obviously, those other fighters or people wanting to see you fail at some point when you get to this stage. That's obviously a massive motivation for you to keep going, though, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. That'll drive you on more because you wouldn't want to lose.
But even in Waterford, they're like... I love Waterford athletes. I love everyone in Waterford. I love to see everyone in Waterford doing well in sport. And I do be listening about Ballygunner or hurling. I do be listening about Villa Soccer Club. And I do be listening about boxers and listening about runners and everything else. And I love to see them doing well. And I love to see them if they could win the All-Ireland in every sport, no matter what they're at. And sometimes in Waterford, a lot of people, they like to see you fail. I like to see lads doing well in sport, doing very well, and keep pushing on. Because when you're at the top, everyone wants to see you fail. That's what I believe in. Do you know what I mean? I like to keep going forward.
But there's equally probably there are people as well that want to see you go even further, do they?
Oh, of course, yeah. You have your good and bad, obviously. Hmm. But 99% of people loves me and they like to see me going forward.
Yeah. I suppose an example of that is you were obviously a mayoral reception. Was this after the under-19s?
Yeah.
Like, how was that like? So I suppose we recognise, I suppose, by... Well, the political element of Waterford, but on top of that as well, like, that is a representation of Waterford recognising you as an athlete.
That was brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, that was brilliant. And that was my second time down there. Me, Danny and Shamie McDonough were down there a couple of years ago when I won my first All-Ireland. Hmm. And then to go back down after winning my eight, it was very good as well. It was a good experience, like, to be down there.
That probably makes, I suppose the feeling of winning these things feel a lot more local when you are celebrating that way, does it?
Yeah, it does. And it makes it better, like, that you can celebrate in Waterford and you have a good crowd around you. Hmm.
Do you ever envisage that this career will take you out of Waterford and you'll have to maybe spend full time in Dublin? Or?
I hope so in a couple of years' time anyway, when I move up to Elite.
He's a bit of a home bird now.
Yeah.
I bring him up to Abbottstown for the day, he'll be telling me. I drop him up there for the day and he'll be saying, no, Daddy, make sure I'll be back early for me now. I don't want to be hanging around here.
Yeah.
Like, training could be finishing. I could drop him up there in the morning. He might be going into Abbottstown there at 10 o'clock. He might be out till 4 o'clock. And he'll be very excited getting out the door to get over there to get back down to Waterford. He loves Waterford.
Yeah, I love Waterford. I love my routine, my own routine.
Now this week, he's down in his gym there that sponsors him, Extreme. He's very lucky that one of the best gyms in Ireland is sponsoring him down there. He's in Extreme. He does the High Rocks there for a bit of strength and conditioning. He'll do a bit of strength and conditioning the next couple of weeks. He's going to give his body a rest from punching and that. And he's going to do a bit of strength work. And then we'll get back into training again. Because coming up to the fights and that, we wouldn't do a big lot, we just do a lot of fast work. Pads and sparring, shadow boxing, sprinting, and a few runs to keep the weight down. But now, for the next couple of weeks, he's going to do a good bit of strength work. He's getting into this High Rocks.
He's starting
to enjoy it a bit, he said.
Yeah, just speaking about that there now, last week it was a good way to finish off the year for me, because I won't have that until around January or February, so now I'm just taking it low. I'm doing a bit of enjoyment stuff, taking me time.
Yeah.
With the boxing, everything is fast action. You may do 100 mile an hour, but now I'm just relaxing it and I'm in the gym. It's a pleasure to be sponsored by one of the best gyms in Ireland, Extreme. So it's great. It's a top gym and I'm proud to be sponsored by that.
So
it makes the training that little bit easier.
So is High Rocks your idea of taking it easy?
Yeah, but I always train hard and it's my routine. So I love training. Like, even when somebody tell me take a rest off now, I could still be in the gym every day.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose we've talked about a few bits, but is there anything in particular you'd want to have brought up in the interview that maybe I didn't touch on?
Yeah, just my brother Danny there last weekend. He won the senior intermediate championships in Limerick. He became Munster champion, and his draw. As we're on the way here, we're watching the phone there. His draw is out again, but I didn't get a chance. He'll be out this weekend or next weekend again, please God, in the senior intermediate. Danny's only just after turning 19. Danny had a brilliant year. He boxed under 23s there back about 6 weeks ago, and he beat the 2-time elite champion, Jason Nevin. He beat another good chap from Derry. He beat Luke Hall, who's the current under 23 champion, and Danny was beaten in the final by a very good chap. What was that chap's name, Mike?
Ray Colgan, yeah,
who's a brilliant boxer. It was a good fight. Danny had a brilliant career, do you know what I mean? So far, so good for him. Just try to keep pushing on. Danny's 19 now, And we're just trying to keep them at it, because a lot of travelling lads, when they get to 17, 18 years ago, they'd all get married or they'd be drinking and they go down a different route, you know what I mean? So now it's great. Even I see in Waterford now, all the travelling young boys and all the kids looks up to Michael and Danny, because these boys are Irish champions and they're training so hard and going well in the boxing. All the kids are all mad for boxing. And I do believe the travellers are great boxers. They're very, very good.
How does that feel for you, I suppose, being that sort of symbol for those young lads as well?
Yeah, it's great. It's very good, like, to see somebody looking up to you and looking at you and saying, like, I want to be like you. It's very good. It pushes you on even more and I make you proud.
Absolutely. Michael, Paddy Riley, thank you so much for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And can I just say one thing before I go, please?
Absolutely.
I'd like to say thank you very much to all my sponsors for this year. I got a lot of sponsors and I get great support. And I want to say thank you to everybody for sponsoring me. That is, goes to Extreme Gym, Port Larga Driveways, Sean Barrett Plumbing, Thomas Physio in Waterford here. He's on the key. He's a very good physio and keeps me in good shape, fighting shape all the time. And Darren Waters Monumental Works. And if I left out anybody, thank you very much, lads.
And just, I'd even like to say thanks to everyone from Waterford and all around Ireland for supporting Michael for all his fights and the nice comments and wishing him luck and everything else. We're delighted for that. We just want to say thanks very much.
And thank you very much for having me up here today. I'd like to come back sometime again.
Absolutely.
Thank
We'd love to have you back.
Yeah.
Thanks many,
lads. Thank you, buddy.